Now, we have been looking over this past wee while. We took a little break, and I want to bring to a conclusion our little series this morning on the word saved. So we went away down to the last letter. Do you remember the first letter? We had S, we had for Saviour, and then we had A for accepted into the family of God, and then V for we can have the victory, and then the letter E for the gift of God, which was eternal life. And this morning we're down to our last letter, the letter D. But like every other week, I've brought something along with me. And this is a very small thing. Does anybody know what this is? Jonathan? It's a wee brochure. Well, for those that can't see, it has a three-letter word on it, M-A-P. It's a map, but it's very good. I have this in the car because it's dead handy, because you don't need to fold it out and cover your windscreen with a huge big map. You can pick a little piece like this and you can find where you want to go. Do you know, if I wanted to go to Portrush, boys and girls, I could get this map out and go away up to the top of Northern Ireland and find where Portrush is, and I would say, yes, that's where I want to go. That would be my destination, wouldn't it? If I wanted to go from Lisburn, which is down here, all the way up to Portrush, well, Portrush would be my destination. And you know what? That wee map would help me find the best route, and that I wouldn't get lost if I kept my map with me. But you know, if I was going somewhere, I certainly would make sure, if I didn't really know exactly what was happening, I would make sure I would have my little map with me. But you know, that reminds me, boys and girls, of the Lord Jesus in the Bible. And in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he was going to go away somewhere. And this, boys and girls, is what he said to them. He said in John chapter 14, he said this: "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And that's what I want to talk about this morning, boys and girls. I want to talk about the place that the Lord Jesus is preparing. And you know, the Bible tells us a little bit about it. And sometimes it's a little bit complicated, boys and girls. But if you take your time and ask God to help you, then you can find out a lot of things about the place that the Lord Jesus is preparing. That place, boys and girls, is heaven. And you know, the Bible tells us away at the back of our Bible all about it. Do you know what, boys and girls? This place is such a beautiful place. Do you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that the foundations of the walls are made of precious stones. Jaspers and sapphires and topaz stones. Boys and girls and mums and dads, such a beautiful sight that will be whenever we can see that city of heaven. You know, and not only is the walls going to be beautiful and the foundations, you know, I know, boys and girls, there's many builders in this service this morning. And do you know what happens whenever they make a foundation? It's old, dark, grey, cold concrete. They cover it over so that you can't see it. That's not going to be so in heaven. We will see the beautiful foundations. And not only that, do you know what, boys and girls? There's 12 gates, 3 on each side. And do you know, it's going to be so beautiful that each of the gates is going to be made of one giant big pearl. Isn't that amazing? I find this really, really fascinating. And not only that, boys and girls, but the Bible tells us that the city and the street in it is going to be made of the purest gold. Wow! What an amazing place that will be. Do you know what, boys and girls? The Lord Jesus is preparing a beautiful place for those who are saved. He is preparing a beautiful place. But not only that, boys and girls, he's preparing a perfect place. The Bible also tells us that there is no sin there. There's no tears, there's no death, there's no sorrow, there's no night, there's no pain, there's no school. Oh, that's, I should score that enough. Didn't mean to write down no school and homework there. Boys and girls, there's no sin there. Not only is it a beautiful place, but it is a perfect place. But you know, in verse 3 of John 14, it says this, "And if I go and prepare a place for you," are you listening? "I will come again and receive you unto myself." Boys and girls, mums and dads, what a promise is that? The Lord Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place, but listen, I will come back again." Isn't that a wonderful promise to hold on to? Boys and girls and mums and dads, he will come back one day and receive us to himself. All those boys and girls and mums and dads who are saved. The Lord Jesus said, "I will come back." But here's the best bit. Listen to the end of the verse. It says this, "That where I am, there you may be also." Listen, friends. Where the Lord Jesus is, that's where we're going to be, all of us that are saved. Do you know, is it any bit of wonder I get excited about this? Do you know, "When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory." Be glory for me. I wonder this morning, boys and girls, do you get excited about heaven? I wonder this morning, adults and grandparents, do you get excited about heaven? You should, you know, because it's a beautiful place. It's a perfect place. And we will forever spend our time with the Lord Jesus. He has promised to come back, that where I am, there you may be also. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face and see the one who died for me, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. What a day. What a day that will be. You know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that he is going to prepare a place. "I will come again. And where I am, there you may be also." I wonder this morning, do you have a destination? There's my word. Do you have a destination? The Bible tells us if we are saved, our destination is heaven. That beautiful, perfect place where the Lord Jesus is. You know, boys and girls, we have looked at this word. And I hope this morning that in a year's time maybe, that somebody would be able to remember the word saved. Don't let us forget about talking about being saved. What a wonderful thing it is. Is there a time in your life, young people, that you can honestly say, "Yes, I know I have a Savior. And not only that, David, but I know that I have been accepted into God's family. And not only that, yes, God helps me to get victory every day over Satan. And yes, I remember the time whenever I received God's gift of eternal life. And do you know what? Because I'm saved, my destination is heaven and home with the Lord Jesus Christ." I hope you remember this short series, and I hope it's been an encouragement to both adult and child.